Chapter 4, Pizza Tree. I am relieved, but also furious. Jonah! I shout as I soar down. I can see my brother in his soccer pajamas with his messy brown hair. Isaac and Ben are sitting on either side of him, also in their PJs. And of course, there's Peter in his green outfit. The four boys turn around. When Jonah sees me, his face gets bright red. He knows he's in trouble. My feet touch the ground, right where the boys are sitting, on soft grass among the trees. Mary Rose pops out of my pocket and sits down on the grass, looking tired. Tink lands on Peter's shoulder. Jonah! I shout again, walking right up to my brother. How could you leave without telling me? Peter puts his finger to his lips. Shh, not so loud. You don't want Hook to hear you. True. I don't want Hook to hear us, but I'm more focused on Jonah right now. What were you thinking? I ask my brother, glaring at him. You could have gotten really hurt. What if you flew into a bird or an airplane? What if you fell out of the sky? Jonah bites his lip. Sorry, but when Peter and Tink came to the basement window, they made Neverland sound so fun. Isaac and Ben really wanted to go, and I couldn't say no to my friends. Isaac and Ben grin, looking triumphant. Peter and Tink are beaming, too. If you'd asked me, I tell Jonah, I would have said no for you. I know, he says sheepishly. That's kind of why I didn't ask you. He pauses, then adds, plus, it was really cool to fly. I felt like Superman, or at least Super Kid. It was cool to fly, but I'm not going to agree with Jonah out loud. Don't blame Jonah. Peter jumps in. I gave him and his friends the hard sell. Told them how amazing Neverland is. How everything you love appears on this island just for you. Yeah, like dragons, Isaac says, his eyes shining. I love dragons. They're fierce. I was a little nervous about flying at first, but when I thought about dragons, I just did it. Wait, why are there dragons in Neverland? I ask Peter and Tink. I mean, they're not in the original book. What book? Peter asks, looking confused. There's apparently a whole book about you, Tink tells him. About your adventures. A whole book about me? Peter asks, flabbergasted. Yep, Jonah says. Abby has it in her room. I've never read it, though. But I saw the movie. I've seen a few of the movies, actually. I went on the ride in Disney World, Isaac says. It was fun. Not as fun as actually flying, though. I never saw the movies or went on the ride, Ben says, pushing his bangs out of his eyes. But I've heard of you, of course, he tells Peter. Everyone has. I'm famous? Peter asks, his eyes sparkling. Very, Isaac says. So is Tinkerbell and Hook and all of Neverland. I can't believe we're really here. Best sleepover ever. Wow, Peter says, exchanging a happy glance with Tinkerbell. That's amazing. But back to the book, I say. There weren't any dragons in it. Why are they here now? Neverland changes based on the kids who come and what's in their imagination and dreams. Whatever's in their happy thoughts, Tink explains. The dragons are here now because Isaac loves dragons. I mean, come on, they're all over his pajamas. So the pirates must be for me! Ben adds, pumping a fist. I love pirates! Plus mazes! I love mazes, too! But the pirates were in the original story, I say, still trying to make sense of it all. Peter shrugs. It's not a perfect system. The merfolk weren't in any of your happy thoughts, Tink adds. They showed up years ago and just never left. And they're so annoying. They're not that bad, Peter says. You like everyone, Tink says. But Neverland would be so much better if it were less crowded. She looks right at us as she says this. Well, that's fine if Tink doesn't want us here. We're about to leave. Jonah pulls my arm. And Abby, there are flying crocodiles! How cool is that? Those must be for me. My arms stay crossed. I knew Jonah would love the flying crocodiles. The flying crocodiles are dangerous. I told you that you shouldn't have gone into a story without me. Jonah juts his chin in the air. You've gone into stories without me, he says. Like The Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland. You went with your friends. Why can't I go in with my friends? He has a point. But I fell down a rabbit hole to Wonderland and got sucked into Oz by a tornado. I remind him, you came here voluntarily, so not the same. Seems pretty similar to me, Tink says. Now I glare at her. Anyway, there's no use crying over spilled milkshake, Peter says. What's done is done. Let's focus on the present and have fun. He smiles at Jonah, Isaac, and Ben. And now you three are officially my new lost boys. That means I'm your leader, and we get to have adventures here every day. Woo to the hoo! Ben cheers. Isaac claps. Jonah is looking at me guiltily, but then Isaac elbows him, and my brother cheers too. Nope, I say firmly. We are all going back to Smithville immediately. But even as I say these words, I feel a wave of tiredness. The thought of flying all the way back home is a lot. I look over my shoulder at Mary Rose, who I realize hasn't said a word since we arrived. That's because she's curled up on the grass, still tiny and fast asleep. Aw, poor Mary Rose. It's too late to fly back now, Tink says. Crumbs. Mary Rose does need her rest. I glance at the orange watch on my wrist. Whenever I go into stories, my watch shows me what time it is back home. The watch still says that it's 9:30 p.m., which is just a little after I left my house. We were flying for a long time. Does that mean time at home is moving really slowly? You should at least stay the night, Peter says. I went through all the trouble of bringing these new lost boys out here. They can't leave already. Ben starts to chant, Lost boys! Lost boys! Isaac joins in, and then Jonah does too. Lost boys! Lost boys! Lost boys! I roll my eyes. How come only the three of them get to be your lost boys? I ask Peter. What about me? Not that I want to be part of Peter's squad, but it's not fair that he's favoring Jonah and his friends. Peter chuckles. Well, you're not a boy. I huff. So what? But, Peter adds, I do have an important job for you here, Abby. Very important. I can't help it. My ears perk up at that. See, Abby? Jonah says, smiling. You have an important job here. You love important jobs. I do love important jobs. At school, my teacher often asks me to be the classroom helper, which means I get to hand out assignments and write on the whiteboard. It's the best. What's the job? I ask Peter. A wide grin breaks across his face. You're going to be the lost boy's mother, he exclaims. Their mother? I repeat. What do you mean? Peter throws his hands in the air. What do you mean, what do I mean? You have a mother, right? You know what mothers do. You'll do that for the new lost boys of Neverland. You'll cook for them and take care of them and sew all their clothes, like Wendy did when she was here. It's not only moms who cook and take care of kids and sew. I tell Peter, aghast. Jonah and his friends also look shocked. Dads do all that stuff, too. My dad is a great cook. Parents share responsibilities. And some kids have one parent, or two dads, or two moms, or other kinds of guardians. I shake my head. Neverland seems like a very narrow-minded and old-fashioned place. Peter nods. Okay, I hear you on the mother thing. You can be the parent, then. I am only 10, so of course I'm not in any position to be a parent. But I must admit that I would do the parent job really well. I'm very responsible when it comes to looking out for Jonah, except when he escapes the house with storybook characters. But otherwise, I am responsible with a capital R. No, the whole word should be capitalized. That's how responsible I am. I'm also level-headed, and I like making decisions. I really would be an amazing parent. It's not like it's that hard. I would be nice, too. I wouldn't get grumpy if someone wanted to make popcorn, for example. Thank you for the job offer, I tell Peter, but it's a pass from me. We have to leave. Aw, Jonah! Isaac wheedles. Won't your sister let us stay? Yeah, Jonah, Ben adds. Tell her we want to stay. Jonah gulps, then looks at me. We want to stay. I open my mouth to tell Jonah that he doesn't always have to do what his friends say, but instead a yawn comes out. Oh, no. Yawns are contagious. Jonah and his friends yawn, and so does Peter. Even Tink yawns, which is adorable on someone so miniature. And Mary Rose lets out a teeny snore, which does not help my case, but is also extremely adorable. Peter chuckles. I think that decides it. Stay the night, and then Tink and I will fly you all home in the morning. Please, Abby, Jonah begs. I look at my watch again. The second hand is barely moving. I left that note for Mom, but she'll still freak out if she discovers that Jonah and I, and his friends, are missing. Then again, if time at home has slowed down a lot, that means we can stay here a little while longer. What time is it now in Neverland? I ask Peter. It's nighttime, he says. Can you be more specific? I ask. Peter sighs. Almost bedtime. Aren't there any clocks in Neverland? I ask, glancing around. Well, the only person who had a watch was Hook, Tink says. And, well, you know what happened to that one. Oh, yes, I do. Okay. So I need to make a decision. The grown-up decision. The parental decision. Fine. We can stay one night, I say. Jonah and his friends cheer. Peter claps his hands. Great. Before we go to sleep, who's hungry? Me, Jonah cries. Of course. My brother is always hungry. My stomach growl gives me away. I guess I am hungry, too. I never got to have any butterscotch cookies or popcorn.
Can we order a pizza?
Isaac asks.
Of course we can. From the trees.
Peter laughs. Huh? I ask.
In Neverland, pizza grows on trees, Tink explains, as do cheeseburgers. And chocolate chip pancakes and milkshakes. Whatever food you want, you'll find on our trees.
Jonah's eyes widen.
Does that mean there's a ketchup tree?
Peter smiles. There is if you want there to be.
What about a French fry tree? Jonna asks. To go with my ketchup tree.
Yep,
Peter answers. Jonna pumps his fist in the air.
I love Neverland!
Do you want ketchup and French fries now? Peter asks. Or pizza?
Pizza! Pizza!
Isaac and Ben chant.
Let's do pizza,
Jonna says, nodding at his friends.
With a side of ketchup?
I snort laugh. My brother is obsessed with ketchup.
Ketchup on pizza?
Isaac asks.
That's so weird,
Ben adds. Jonna blushes.
All right, no ketchup this time.
I frown. Seriously? I mean, ketchup on pizza is a little weird, but weird can be good. Why is Jonna letting his friends stop him?
Okay, Peter says.
Then he jumps up and grabs an entire pizza pie off a branch of a tree.
Wow.
The pizza smells delicious. Peter sets it on the ground, and we all grab slices, even Tink. I snag an extra for Mary Rose for when she wakes up. Then I sit beside Jonna, munching on the delicious cheesy slice. We're eating pizza in Neverland in the middle of the night. Not to brag, but we're definitely having more fun than Robin and Penny are at their sleepover. The warm summer air smells like flowers and cinnamon buns. Ooh, there must be a cinnamon bun tree nearby. Breakfast is going to be fun. Chocolate chip pancakes, here I come. And can I put in a request for crepes?
Jonna, look!
Peter calls out, pointing to a river in the distance. I gasp. Jonna gasps. A green and brown crocodile is flying through the air. Jonah's jaw is practically on the ground.
That is the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Don't try to go near it, though, I warn my brother. It's still a croc. The crocs, even the flying crocs, aren't that bad, Peter says. They're mostly friendly, except when they're hungry. But definitely don't go near the big tick-tocking croc. We call him Crick Croc. Jonna is still gazing in awe at the spot where the crocodile flew by.
I want to see my special things, Ben whines. Can I go visit the pirates and the maze? I want to see the dragons,
Isaac chimes in.
I'll take you tomorrow, Peter promises.
We can see them on our way out of Neverland, I say firmly. At that moment, Mary Rose wakes up, blinking and rubbing her eyes. I give her a tiny piece of the pizza slice I saved for her, since she's still tiny, and as she eats, I fill her in on what happened while she was napping.
We should all go to sleep for real now,
Tink says, yawning again. Where do you sleep? Mary Rose asks Tink. Tink points to the branches of a nearby tree. I have a fairy nest up there. It's very cozy. I guess I could make you a nest as well. That would be wonderful, Mary Rose says, smiling. Thank you. Tink shrugs. Whatever. I frown. Will she ever warm up to us? Mary Rose bids us all good night. Then she and Tink, two tiny fairy figures, go flying up to the tree branches. I hope Mary Rose will be okay with Tink. What about the rest of us? I ask Peter. We can't fit into the fairy nests. Peter grins.
We don't need to. We'll sleep in tree huts.
Jonna looks up and squints.
Like a tree house? He asks. I don't see any.
Nope. The huts are inside the trees, Peter explains. Genius, right? That way, no one can find us. Not Hook or the dragons or any other scary things that come along. You'll always be safe in your tree hut. Best sleep hiding place ever!
Cool, Ben says. How do we get to them?
Isaac asks.
Just follow my lead, Peter says.
He stands and walks right up to the bark of a tree. Jonah, Isaac, Ben, and I join him.
Okay, everyone, Peter adds. Suck in your breath.
Why? Jonah asks. Does it smell?
No, that's how you get inside your tree,
Peter answers. We all suck in our breaths. Peter presses his hands together above his head like he's about to dive. He leans forward and disappears right into the shimmering part of the tree bark.
Whoa!
Woot!
Cries Ben, and off he goes, diving into the shimmering bark.
Isaac disappears right after him. I motion to Jonah to go first. He does. Then I suck in my breath again and step forward into the tree bark. It's like passing through mist or the magic mirror. The next second, I'm inside the tree. The ground feels squishy, like I'm standing on felt. But the tree hut is way bigger than I thought, about the size of my room at home. There are two bunk beds, a table, and a small sofa. On the curved walls are green and white drawn maps of Neverland. I look for a door, but there isn't one. No windows either. I guess we go out the same way we came in, through the tree bark.
My tree head is in the tree right next to this one, Peter informs us. I'm off to bed now. See you in the morning.
Then he waves and steps out through the tree bark again.
I'm sharing with Isaac,
Ben says, racing for one of the bunk beds.
But,
Jonah protests. Then he sees that it's too late. And it makes sense for him to share with me, I guess. You can take the top bunk, I tell him.
Okay,
he says, looking at the other bunk bed longingly.
This is awesome,
Ben exclaims, jumping onto the top bunk.
Totally fierce,
Isaac agrees.
Shh,
I tell the boys, climbing into the bottom bunk. I put on my best parent voice. It's time to sleep now.
I don't want to sleep, Ben says, and I don't want to go home tomorrow. I want to stay in Neverland forever.
So do I, says Isaac.
Same,
Jonah echoes, climbing up to his bunk.
You have no choice, I snap. I may not actually be your parent, but I am older and therefore in charge, so you better listen to me and go to sleep.
I turn over and close my eyes with a sigh. It's hard to be a parent when no one wants to listen.